This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
How do you have a good day off? So if you're a bit ripped off this morning, we've got the man who hopefully can help us through this. How do you turn off for a day? How do you stop the work nags? Oh, I forgot to do that. Or, oh, this is coming up.
The work nags. You got a little hamster nag going.
Yeah, why not?
I think about work.
Oh, I've got to talk to Maris on Tuesday, whatever it might be. Here he is, Maris Deep, as our psychologist. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And on the other side of the coin, it's, oh, I've got to do a radio thing on Tuesday, so.
Oh, come now. I thought you'd wake up. That's why you sound so chipper this morning, because you're like, yes, Aaron and Aaron chat today. Woohoo!
That's exactly right. And what a good way to get back into the working week.
Well, did you have an ultimate day off, though? I think we need to establish first, yesterday.
I had quite a good day off yesterday.
All right, good.
Very good. Well, Maris, you do sound like you've had a refreshing weekend. However, it wasn't probably the most ideal weather for people on the weekend. But let's just say in the future, weekends and long weekends, weather is good. So there's not as many boundaries, I say. What should we be doing to ensure that we're refreshed after some time off?
So I think the day after, in fact, I think there's a lot of energy the day after a public holiday or after a long weekend or even after some annual leave is really common as well, to actually have a think about what worked and what didn't in that last holiday, in the last little bit of time off work. And if you're going back into the working week a little bit flustered, you know, not adequately rested and not at a place where you're feeling rejuvenated, then it's the perfect time to start to think about the next one. And I would say that one of the biggest errors I think that people commonly make when it comes to things like, you know, resting and relaxing is actually, and it sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but actually failing to plan for what they're going to do with their time and why that's important. Because like any form of planning, unless we're able to really, you know, get a good picture of exactly what we need and why, and then how we're planning to actually set about, you know, making that a reality, what commonly happens is people leave a lot of things to chance, or people don't, you know, put the groundwork in beforehand and kind of just, you know, live on hope that their needs are going to be met. And even, you know, needs like being relaxed and refreshed. And sadly, that often doesn't eventuate because they haven't. Sometimes we need to actually do a little bit of legwork beforehand to make that a reality. So it's a good time to think about some of that for the next time that we have leave.
I so agree with you, because I think those days that come up, and they happen to my husband and I every now and then, like some weekends will just be full, and then you come to these weekends where there's nothing happening, and it gets me frustrated. I'm like, I feel like we need a purpose, except for yesterday when we had that rain. My plan was to just completely laze about, but that was a plan, I wasn't frustrated.
If it's a plan, then you're more likely to actually achieve that. And so, like I said, it's a little bit counterintuitive, but sometimes actually planning to rest is the most important, because it actually allows us to get into a headspace where we even take care of some of the things that need to be taken care of quicker, earlier, and or make a decision to leave them so that we're able to actually rest. And so we don't flitter and potter about and end up, you know, not being rested because of that.
Any tips on some of those things we could be filling our days with, or is it kind of dependent on the personality?
It will depend on you know, the person, on what it is that is actually restive and rejuvenative for them. But the other thing that I would say is really, really important is to prioritise that time for not only yourself, but for kind of looking at your own needs and having a look at what may be lacking in the week, if it's rest, if it's because, you know, for one person it may be that, you know, my work week is very, very busy and so rest is something that I lack during the week. For others it may be that the opportunity to get out there and really burn some energy and be physical or really get out there and do some activities is actually what's lacking in their world holistically. So have a think about what's actually lacking. What you may need to do to actually then get a little bit more balance, and try and I guess the other thing, my other big kind of tip for a day off or a week off or a weekend would be to try and fit in more than one type of activity. So looking at all the different aspects of your life and try and spread some activities around a couple of them. So, you know, cognitive activities like reading, doing puzzles. social activity, so contact with family and friends, you know, physical activity, so either you know, the lack of physical activity being rest, or the real physical activity, so, you know, different types of exercise and things like that. A good indoor-outdoor balance, if it's possible, obviously not the best weather for that these days. Mm. And also kind of, you know, a bit of alone time to actually spend a little bit of time, you know, in reflection or thinking about things. You know, creative activities are also kind of good. And I guess the spreading yourself across some of those activities at least actually gives you a bit of a well-rounded rejuvenation, which is really, really important as well.
Mm. All right. Okay. Is there an ultimate practical tip to turn off as well for people before they hit that long weekend or that day off or that annual leave?
I guess it depends again on each person, but some people find that almost setting themselves an end date for when they are actually going to stop that work activity. So sometimes people allow them to give, you know, to allow themselves until, you know, lunchtime on Saturday to just, you know, tie up a few loose ends, and then that's it from that point onwards. It might even be later Friday night or depending on the work conditions. So sometimes it's really important to allow yourself that little bit of time to just tie up the niggling loose ends that you kind of know will probably, you know, come at you later on in the weekend if you don't. But then, you know, pick that line, draw that line in the sand, and then, you know, commit to it and turn the phone off or bury it in the bag, you know, leave it in the spare room or whatever. And I guess from, you know, Monday night, you know, after this long weekend, or even Tuesday morning, if you've been able to prove to yourself that you can do that, then, you know, take that on board. And you know, sometimes I think, you know, we fall into the trap of thinking that things need to be the way they are. So if we can prove that we can take a couple of days off, and, you know, hopefully the world will still be here today, Tuesday, and we'll be able to go into the office and pick things back up where they were, or nothing's insurmountable, then, you know, we can actually then let ourselves off the hook a little bit more easily next time.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.